Hi, my name is Crystal Denise Clark. My MA number is 435064. I'm in WHB, the Valley of Death. I've been like trying to stay humble and patient, but my life matter. I saw Dr. Ellison this week, and I saw him not too long ago. I followed him, just showing him how my chest, how the fungus mold is growing, how it's growing in my ears. He said he didn't see anything. He wouldn't give me anything. He took my Benadryl. Matter of fact, it was on the first. He took my Benadryl from me. Oh, man, this is just heartbreaking. I'm just, like, really, really hurt right now. On Friday, I went over there to healthcare. I saw a nurse. He went back there. He said, I have to go report to Dr. Ellison to ask them and tell them what's going on. He came back and told me that Dr. Ellison told him, don't give me anything to tell me to go back and take the Clarence and whatever. It's just so sad. The nurse felt like he was looking like he wanted to do something. He like, you are swollen and everything. Make a long story short, I went back over there on yesterday on Sunday, and I saw a nurse named by Farini, Nurse Farini. She looked at my ears. She's like, oh, my God, I never saw your ears this bad. I never saw this. They are black. Like, you can see the mold is attached to my ears. Like, it won't come out. You can just see it. It's growing really bad. And she was like, it's really inflamed and red in there. She called the doctor. Not Dr. Ellison. She called. He came on the stream. She told him what was going on. He said, order her some antibiotic drops, some pain medication. And to their urgent to see the doctor. So she took pictures that when no one ever took pictures of it. She took pictures of it yesterday. She knows how serious and how bad it looks. I go over there today. They saw me straight to Dr. Ellison, which they know this was not going to be fair. He looked in my ears. He like, oh, yeah, I see that you've been using the eardrop. I said, I knew he was trying to cover it up. I haven't even used the eardrops yet, sir. I just got them. So he seeped the stuff in my ears and tried to cover up. He said, well, I don't see anything, and we had a meeting about you. All the doctors think you're the same. He was marking, like, do your head hurt? Do your shoulders hurt? Do your legs hurt? It's all in your head. It's wrong. He's like, it's all in your head. You might think that something is wrong with you. That's what your man telling you. That is so heartbreaking when they know and they got blood work and medical work and papers saying that something's wrong. But he'll just sit up there and tell me that today. And he's going to say, we all, how's all of y'all, and all of y'all don't see me and ain't seeing my body. So how could y'all agree with something that this doctor get together with y'all to say this about me when it's killing me? My whole eyes are turning dark. My face is the spots. Oh, my God, y'all get to see my skin and how I'm just changing fast and quick. They is on some bull crap. They are covering up everything. Like, it's obvious. Ever since I signed that paper for the parole board, my medical records, they've been doing more and more things, like trying to cover up, make it seem like I'm faking this all in my head. This is very heartbreaking. This is very wrong what they are doing. How is it possible they can get away with this? Well, he gonna tell me today that the nurse Farini, I said, how the nurses and everybody else seeing it and documenting? So he going behind them and changing it, talking about, he gonna tell me, no disrespect, but that nurse don't know you like I know you. Then I've been knowing that nurse before you even came to come to this facility. So how is she not knowing what she sees? She sees something. She's telling them that it's red and flame and it's information that is bad. It's the blackness in my ears that she never saw nothing like this. The mold is just growing.